The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Everybody, I am Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray's engineering and producing our program for us today, and together, a hearty welcome to you on this midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show on Wednesday, January 24th, 2018, coming to you from Tucson's Voice, that is AM 1030 KVOI. Have our worldwide live listening. You can listen to the program anywhere in the world. If you have a computer, put it into buckmastershow.com or kvoi.com. And if you missed a program, they're all available. We've got all of our complete show archive at buckmastershow.com. Dr. Victoria Mazes will get us going today, our health contributor. If you have any comments or questions for Dr. Mazes, our live line number is 790-2040. Victoria Mazes, Executive Director of the University of Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. Dr. Mazes is a professor of medicine, family medicine, and public health. She is internationally recognized as a leader in integrative medicine and is committed to health promotion and pioneering change efforts that will help solve America's healthcare system problems. She's the editor of the Oxford University textbook, Women's Integrative Health. She is the author of Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. You can learn more about her on her fine website, victoriamazesmd.com, or follow her on Twitter at Dr. Mazes. Dr. Mazes, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. It seems everyone I know has had or does have a cold or flu, and sometimes it's pretty hard to determine which it is, but in other cases, it's not that hard.
Yeah, you know, it's really an important distinction because people sort of throw around the term, I have the flu, pretty easily when they're sometimes talking about an upper respiratory infection that's not influenza or the flu. Influenza is a much more serious illness.
Well, in my particular case, a week ago last Sunday, it wasn't very hard to determine whether it was a cold or flu. By midday Sunday, I was feeling fine. A couple of hours later, believe it or not, I had almost a temperature of 103. That's the flu.
Yeah, so you've described a few things that are typical, which is a rapid onset with a high fever. You know, adults often don't mount much of a fever when they're having a more typical cold or upper respiratory infection. If they have pneumonia, they may have a fever, but very often, you know, maybe just a low-grade fever, nothing like 103. Fever, cough, sore throat, stuffy nose, and aching. People often describe that they feel like they've been hit by a truck. The body aches are yes. So severe.
Yes, that is so true. I reacted by getting a hold of my physician, and who suggested an antiviral called Tamiflu, and my physician felt I would be a candidate for that, a good candidate, because this was a rapid onset, and it was within what the manufacturer of Tamiflu likes to say is kind of the golden time frame, within 12 hours of onset.
Yeah, so there are three different antiviral medicines. You know, we have lots and lots of antibiotic medicines, which are antibacterials, but we don't have as many antiviral medicines. For the flu this year, there are three approved antiviral medicines. One of them is Tamiflu. And if you are able to get on them within 48 hours, within 2 days of the onset of symptoms, they are thought to reduce the length And, you know, you could be sick with the flu for 2 full weeks and also the severity. So it is a good idea if you think you have typical flu symptoms to be in touch with your physician and a decision can be made. These antiviral medicines are by prescription only, so you would have to see a health professional.
Yeah, you would have to see a health professional. And then the next step is, does the pharmacy have it? And there's been a run on Tamiflu this winter because of the outbreak. It's been pretty severe of flu here. So I know one pharmacy chain, CVS, I was told was completely out of it. Luckily, I found some at Walgreens. But anyway, the supply has been an issue, Dr. Mazes.
Yes, and this is a bad flu year. The flu varies from year to year, and there's a group that is configured by the World Health Organization who consults with these different labs all over the country, and then there are 5 collaborating centers, one of them being the United States Centers for Disease Control, to decide what's the most likely flu going to look like this year. And essentially, they have to use their best judgment to put together a vaccine that will hopefully prevent the flu that is going to show up in the following season. So it's an educated, maybe guess is not exactly the right word, but they don't know.
Yeah.
It's not absolutely clear. And in this year, it's not such a great match because the flu virus this year is an H3N2 virus, and sadly, the vaccines are just not very effective against the H3N2, and so even people who have been vaccinated only have maybe a 30 to 40% likelihood of having a reduced risk of the flu from having been vaccinated.
I had a caller who would like you to identify, please, the other 2 antivirals. We mentioned Tamiflu. Could you give us the other 2?
Yes. As I said, you know, they're by prescription. So there's another one called Relenza, and the third is Rapivab. And in other years, we have had other antiviral medicines that have been used. But this year, those are the 3 that are recommended by the CDC for this particular flu.
And this is the 100th anniversary, Dr. Mazes, of what was really the horrible flu outbreak of 1917-1918 was called the Spanish flu, I believe, because the origins were in Spain.
Well, that's actually not correct.
Oh,
it didn't
thank
end up
you.
Being there. But you know, I have a personal connection to that flu, which was a devastating flu and killed millions and millions of people worldwide. A very potent flu. It actually killed not the elderly or the very young or people with weakened immune systems. It killed healthy adults. And my relationship to that is my grandmother's parents died on the same day of that flu when she was a child. It was an overwhelming immune response to the virus. So people who had a really robust immune system mounted a robust response, and in so doing, they died essentially of the body's response to this virus, filling the lungs up with fluid as opposed to the virus itself.
Mm. And what would the origin be if it wasn't the Spanish flu? What is thought to be the origin?
You know, I'm sorry, I don't have all the details on that, but there's a lot of, you know, conversation about where that actually began. But it was a devastating flu. And, you know, the flu is one of those illnesses that's very easy to spread. You turn a doorknob where someone who was ill turned it before you. You now have those droplets on your hand. You put your hand to your mouth or your nose, and you have inoculated yourself and have put yourself at risk. You're on the same phone as someone else. You're on the same keyboard as someone else. And so it's really a good idea to periodically wipe down those surfaces with alcohol or some other kind of alcohol-based cleanser. And be careful about, once you've been in a public space, touching your nose and mouth without careful hand washing.
And I tried to set an example by doing my radio program remotely last Monday and Tuesday so I would not infect those of us, the other folks here at the station.
infection.
Right. So staying home, a lot of people do come to work sick, and of course that exposes others. As a physician, I'm actually required to get a flu shot every year with the hope that I won't get the flu and not expose patients who I take care of. But it's certainly wise, if you have the flu, stay home.
Yeah, very, very good advice. 790-2040 is our number, and we just had a caller who says his family died from that flu of 1917-18, and this caller believes that it started actually at the Army facility, I think it is, in Kansas. So that's,
yeah, that could be correct. Yeah. That rings a bell. Mm-hmm. My great-grandparents died on April 1st, and the physician said it was a cruel April Fool's joke.
Oh, boy. All right, Dr. Mazes, stay with us. We'll take our break right here, 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040. Be right back. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Thursday, a newsmaker interview with Pima County Supervisor Steve Christie. Also, we'll talk with State Representative Kirsten Engel about criminal justice reform on Buckmaster during the noon hour on AM 1030 KVOI. That's Tucson's voice. Of course, our worldwide live listening at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. It's our monthly visit with Dr. Victoria Mazes. Dr. Mazes is our program's contributor on health. She's the executive director of the UA-based Center for Integrative Medicine. She's also a professor of medicine, family medicine, and public health. Dr. Mazes, during the break, more questions about antivirals. A caller wondered, can you get the antiviral if you're not showing symptoms?
Is that to just have it on hand?
Yeah.
Prevention? The antiviral is not a preventive medicine. It's a treatment medicine. Whether your physician would be willing to prescribe it if you don't have symptoms is not something I could answer. You'd have to have a conversation with your doc.
Oh, okay. What about elderberry? I've used it myself. It apparently didn't do enough for me to ward off the flu, but some people really swear by it.
Yes. So from an integrative medicine perspective, there are some dietary supplements, botanical medicines that you can use to help shorten the duration and reduce the severity. So elderberry, it's what it sounds like. It's a berry, and you can take either the elderberry fruit extract, which is a syrupy sweet, you know, if you don't mind too sweet flavor, not a bad taste, that you could buy at a health food store. It's sold under the name Sambucol, and it's been researched that if you take a tablespoon four times a day, again within those first 2 days of developing the symptoms, there is a shortening of symptoms and also a reduction in the intensity of the symptoms. You can also choose to take that elderberry as a lozenge instead of the syrup if you prefer to take it that way. So that's something that people can be aware of and that has been studied and shown to be effective. Another thing that I like to recommend to people is raw garlic, not cooked garlic, but if you take a garlic clove and you press it or you chop it up very finely and you let it sit for 5 to 10 minutes, that activates the antiviral component. Think about garlic. When it's whole in the bulb, it has no odor. And even when you remove one clove, may have no odor, but when you crush it, when you chop it, when you press it, it gets very fragrant, and that's because an enzyme is actually activating the active components of the garlic called allicin, and then you can either mix it into a little salad dressing, throw it in to the end of a stir fry, use it in some olive oil as a spread on bread. When my kids were young, I used to mix it into cream cheese and spread it on toast or a bagel for them, and they would take it that way. And that's another natural antiviral and antibacterial, too.
All right. Anything else from an integrative medicine point of view that might help?
Well, I also really like to have people wash out their nasal passages. So that could be using a neti pot, or there's the NeelMed sinus rinse where you're essentially squirting some buffered salt water. It's buffered with a little sodium bicarb into your nasal passage. It shrinks the swelling. So that feeling that you just can't blow your nose, you just can't get that, you know, gunk that's in there out, this will really allow you to clear your nose, which is going to make it possible for you to sleep more easily, which hopefully will help you get over your illness more quickly.
We have a caller. We're going to change gears here. Go ahead, Roberta. You're with Dr. Mazes.
Hi, Dr. Mazes. I was wondering what you could tell me about CBD oil and if you prescribe it or know of a doctor that does.
I don't prescribe CBD oil. No. In Arizona, it's a two-stage process. And if you go, if you Google and go online, you can find the steps to have CBD oil prescribed. The first step is you have to have a medical indication for it. And so you have to have a physician visit. And then the second step is that you have to go to a one of the special centers that is allowed by the state to sell it.
It's an extract from marijuana, that's correct?
Yes, that is correct. It comes from the cannabis plant, and it's one specific component of the marijuana plant.
Getting back to the flu, pumping a lot of liquids is good, but maybe not so much juices that are high in sugar content.
Yes, that's a great point, because a lot of times we think, oh, you know, you have the flu, you should drink juice, orange juice, got vitamin C, it's healthy. And it is true that orange juice has some vitamin C, but it also has a lot of sugar in it, and it's missing the fiber. So it is very rapidly absorbed in your bloodstream, causing an elevation in blood sugar and an elevation in insulin. And over time, you know, not if you're just doing it for the, you know, week that you have the flu, but over time, it increases your risk of diabetes, perhaps of obesity. So this idea of juice being a health food, I think, is a false idea.
It's just about, there's a juicing shop, it seems like, on every corner these days. But the case against juice really is getting stronger, isn't it?
It is. And I think you're right. Juicing juices are very popular. And some of the juices, of course, are fresh pressed vegetable juices. Those aren't going to have as much sugar as a fresh pressed fruit juice. So if you're having a juice that has cucumber and kale and carrot and is much more on the vegetable side of things, that's going to be a healthier choice. And for some people, that's a way to get in some of their vegetables if they're not a big fan of vegetables. But even vegetables, for example, things like beets and carrots, when you juice them, they're quite sweet. And they're sweet because when you remove that fiber, that would naturally slow the digestive process. And also, you know, how many raw carrots might someone eat in a sitting? whereas when you juice it, you're getting a lot of the carrot juice, and that is also a real sugar hit to your system.
All righty. Gilbert would like to join in the conversation. Gilbert, you with Dr. Mazes. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Mazes. And Bill, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I was wondering about, like, because our gut, like probiotic, our gut is 70% for our immune system, and I was thinking, like, trying to get like a probiotic so I won't get the flu or cold.
Okay.
Know?
Good question.
Right. So that's a great question about the role of probiotics. Probiotics are these healthy bacteria that, as you mentioned, there are many, many, many of them, especially in our intestinal tract and our gut. And so ways to get more probiotics, food ways to do it, are to eat fermented foods. That includes things like yogurt or kefir or kimchi, true pickles, which are in the refrigerator section, as opposed to the vinegar pickles, which, you know, don't have to be refrigerated, sauerkraut. You can make some of these yourself at home. I know there's a device called the Perfect Pickler. If you're interested in making it yourself, you can make yogurt yourself. These are very healthy foods and are going to support your immune system. I don't think there's good evidence yet that taking a probiotic every day is going to prevent the flu, but I don't think it's going to harm you either if you're a healthy adult.
And it is important to point out, if you are prescribed, and many people are, for a bacterial infection associated with perhaps a cold, the probiotic can help keep the good stuff in your system.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that when you do need an antibiotic, it may be wise to take a probiotic simultaneously and then for a few weeks after you're done with the antibiotic. Not all probiotics are bacterial. So, for example, there's one with a complicated name called Saccharomyces boulardii that's a yeast. So when you take that antibiotic, if you are also taking a probiotic that's a yeast, you won't be wiping that out, and that's another way to help keep a healthy immune system.
How have you done? Have you been sick this winter?
You know, I've been very, very careful. I have a new grandbaby, and so, of course, if I got sick, I wouldn't be able to see him. And so I'm doing all the things we've talked about, careful hand washing. I'm taking a medicinal mushroom product to help prevent myself from getting it. I'm getting lots of sleep, eating a healthy diet, exercising, everything within my power to not get sick because I'm really motivated that, you know, I want to be able to see that grandbaby. And as I said earlier, I did have my flu vaccine.
All right. Dr. Mazes, very good session. I very much appreciate the information. We'll look for you on your website, victoriamazesmd.com. Thanks, Dr. Mazes.
My pleasure.
Thanks
Stay
a lot.
Stay healthy.
All right. You can also follow Dr. Mazes at Twitter at Dr. Mazes, M-A-I-Z-E-S. An Indian food lover's paradise awaits at Indian Twist, located at the southwest corner of Swan and Camp Lowell, with a varied and extensive menu including vegetarian options and many dishes prepared in the tandoor oven. Indian Twist offers takeout and buffet lunch daily, with dinner served family style. The full bar features Indian beers on tap. Indian Twist, Swan and Camp Lowell, and IndianTwistAZ.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org, and remember to always start with trust.
Bon Voyage Travel's 2018 Travel Showcase is back. With over 30 travel companies to share their knowledge and a room full of travel professionals, you can't go wrong. Planning the perfect vacation takes time and involves quite a bit of research. Bon Voyage Travel is here to simplify the process and ensure you always receive the best value. Join us February 3rd at La Paloma from noon to 4 p.m. There'll be presentations, exclusive offers, prizes, and a show floor giving you the opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation with us. Call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Welcome back. Midway through the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's Voice. And of course, we have our live stream. It's our worldwide live listening, buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com. So many people listen to this program through that streaming audio, which has really been a huge plus for AM radio, certainly. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico makes a great weekend getaway. Or how about a midweek getaway? It's only a three-hour drive from Tucson. It's a lovely environment. You can do some camping, hiking, explore historic Silver City. Just hang out, relax. SouthwestNewMexico.org is their fine website. That's a great starting place to find out what there is to do. And there are really a lot of recreation opportunities. Also has the listing of great places to stay. Let's welcome now David Safir. David writes about education for the Tucson Weekly. He is also a contributor to this program, comes on the program at least once a month. David, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill, and I'm glad to hear you're on the other side of that nasty flu.
Oh, yeah, it was just, yeah, there was very little question whether it was a cold or flu when you have a sudden onset. Suddenly, my gosh, do I dare take it? My temperature, it was like I was burning up.
Yeah, the thermometer told the tale, didn't
yeah,
it?
But one thing I didn't say in the interview with Dr. Mays is the Tamiflu, which I did take within the 12 hours. I didn't say this on the radio during the interview, but I will say it, that it really knocked the temperature from 100, almost 103, to normal with overnight, which is amazing.
I'll remember that. Yeah. I haven't had the problem yet, but boy, if something works even a little bit at times like that, you just want to do something to get it over.
We have been hitting education hard this week. We've been hitting it pretty hard, actually, over the last couple of weeks. We spoke with Dr. David Garcia, ASU education professor, candidate for Democratic candidate for governor, on the program yesterday. We're talking about he does not believe it's a coincidence that the governor now is suddenly saying so much about education when you have two of the three candidates for governor. That is their big issue.
Oh, absolutely. No question. All three. Steve Farley, who's the third major candidate who's running against Garcia for the Democratic primary.
Kelly Fryer, the third candidate. Education's well. Important to her as well.
But yeah. What's happening is, if you listen to the State of the State by Doug Ducey, he emphasized two things. He emphasized funding for education and trying to get on top of the opiate addiction problems. So the opiate addiction problem is something that is an easy subject for everyone. Everyone agrees, and some of the things they want to do, I think, are quite good. I don't know if it goes far enough. But he knows that the number one issue in this state right now is education, and especially education funding. So he's doing everything possible to be for education funding. And I have to say, Bill, that it is rather duplicitous and disingenuous for the man to say he's pro-education with his record or even pro-education funding.
What about his budget for education? Is there a lot of money for it?
Well, this time he said...
I know you looked at it in depth at TucsonWeekly.com.
Oh, sure. Yeah. This time he said he's putting an extra $100 million into the budget, and to some extent he is. It's hard to get the numbers exactly right, and that sounds like a lot of money.
It does.
But $100 million is literally $100 per student, since we have about a million students in school, and it's just hard to remember how big the numbers are, how much money is spent on education in this state, $7.5 billion, I'm just estimating, but it is something like that. $100 million doesn't really make a dent when you think about the fact that even after he does that, we're still going to be about $1 billion less, using the same kind of numbers, than we were in 2008. Spending on education took a dive when we went into the recession, more than it should have, but you know, they got away with it then. And we're supposed to be out of the recession. We should have enough money to bring us back, but we're still $1 billion short, still about $1,000 short per student. And when he has $100 per student, that doesn't sound so good when you put it in those terms.
790-2040, if you would like to join in the conversation with David Saphir. What do you make of this this campaign that was kicked off this week to, I guess, to say that education in Arizona isn't so bad?
It is the first shot across the bow by Ducey's supporters. They swear this has nothing to do with Ducey. They swear they just kind of threw together $100,000 minimum, at least a six-figure buy, just for one 30-second ad in Phoenix. They just kind of did it. Well, nobody believes that. Obviously, this is to support Doug Ducey, and it's a group that they just recently formed, which is called the Arizona Education Project, which sounds very, very nice. And the ad, which I've watched a couple times, we won't see it down here for a while. They're not, they made no ad buys in the Tucson area. It's all in the Phoenix area. They plan to move it down. But basically, we're really doing a lot. We're spending a lot more on education. We're our schools are rising in test scores. We're trying to get more teachers. Everything is wonderful, and we're just doing everything we possibly can for 30 seconds. That's what it says. Very, very, very simple message. Well, it's, I hate to use the word lie, but it really is a lie in the sense that it's selective about the information. As I said, he's putting $100 million in when we're $1 billion behind. He's put together a small program to try to attract a few more teachers. It's nothing like our teacher shortage, and what we need is more funding for teachers, and the funding has got to be more than about a dollar a day. It's got to be more than a 1% boost, which is what he's done. So this ad is deceptive, and I think it's always important to see behind the ad who is behind it. Who is the Arizona Education Project? Well, it's a group of businesses, and they're a group of businesses all of whom have gotten tax cuts, the business tax cuts. And because of them, we have all the tax cuts, not just this group, but all the businesses. We have $300 million less in revenue coming in every year because of the tax cuts. So, of course, they want to say, we're spending enough, because they want Ducey to be back in, because they want more tax cuts to keep coming, because Ducey promises, he promises the businesses, and he promises his friends, the Koch brothers and their network, who are the multi-billion dollar funders of the right wing. He promises them he'll keep lowering the taxes. So they say, everybody cool it. Cool your jets. Plenty of money in education. We're doing everything we could do.
Now, the ad does say Arizona students are leading the nation, David, when it comes to improvement in math, English, and science. Is that true?
Yes, in a limited sense. No, it really is. There's this test, the NAEP, and I always forget what that stands for, but it's a national test. It's been around since the 1970s, and if we have one test that we can count on, that's the one. And it happened on the last test for the first time ever, Arizona took a little bit of a bump upwards. I'm not saying we've never taken a bump upwards, but most of the country was flat, and we took a little bump upwards this one time. If it keeps on going, that would be great. But that's what they're talking about. We're still down around 30th or something like that in terms of our scores on the NAEP. But if you think about it from last year to this year, that was creditable. And that's what they're talking about. So they pulled that one little factoid out. They also pulled out the factoid that we're spending $1.5 billion the last 3 years on education. Well, most of that money is either money that you have to spend for inflation or because we have more students, that doesn't add money, or some money that came from the state land trust, which did not come from taxes. It didn't hurt these business people and their tax reductions. And it actually came from our children's inheritance. It came from their trust fund rather than putting the money in by taxing people as they should be taxed.
There's this line, tearing down teachers, that's become very controversial in the ad.
Yeah, what they're trying to say is, and I'm not sure, Bill, if that's in the ad. I'm trying to remember. It's all positive there. But the guy who's in charge of this, Matthew Benson, he's the one who's running it. He's a Republican consultant. He used to be the communications director for Governor Brewer. You said you remember
that. I do remember.
Okay, and mm-hmm. I didn't. Mm-hmm. But here's the point. Here's what they're trying to do. And this, I have to say, as a teacher and an educator, this makes me furious. So I'm going to try to unclench my teeth
here.
I'm trying. But what they're trying to do is say, we're the ones who are pro-education. These other people are the ones who are trashing education. So here's what Benson said. This isn't in the ad, but Benson said this when he was interviewed. He said, for too long, the debate in this state on education has been dominated by negative voices and by organizations and entities that see some kind of political advantage in tearing down our teachers and our schools. Pardon me, Matthew, tearing down our teachers and our schools. You're talking about teachers. Teachers and the union and school board associations are not tearing down our schools. They're saying our schools are doing the best they possibly can, but they need more money, he's saying. And we need more resources and we need higher salaries. And they're trying to turn this around saying, oh, you're being so negative. No, this is being positive. If we do this, we're going to give a better education for our children. But they're playing this up is down idea that since we're all being very happiness and light and saying how wonderful things are, if you're saying they're not wonderful, you're tearing down education and tearing down the teachers and tearing down our kids. And it makes me, Bill, it makes me furious when I hear that because I know what they're doing. This is a good political operative move. It's very smart and it's very devious and it's very wrong in this
case. All right, we'll take our break right here. 790-2040, if there's something that Mr. Saphir has said that you disagree with or if you'd like to make a comment, love to hear from you. Be right back. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in T-U-S. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back to this portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by Green Things. They're located at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk. They're just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. They have some free events coming up that I want to tell you about. Saturday morning at 10, yoga and mini meditation gardens. That sounds like it'd be a good session. Then the next day, yes, it is time to prune the roses. Well, they'll be doing a rose pruning demonstration at 10 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. at Green Things. You can find out more by going to their website, greenthingsaz.com. I need to learn about the pruning of the roses because, David Saphir, it is the time of year. It's counterintuitive because it's still cold, but the roses should be pruned now.
Well, I've told you I'm not that much on, but I come from the city of roses, which is Portland, that has one of the great rose gardens in the country.
Lovely.
And so, and roses grow almost wild there.
Yeah.
And I do know that you get tiny little buds if you don't prune them, and you
That's right. Prune them
back, and all of a sudden you get these beautiful things. So I know a little about roses.
Master gardener David Saphir.
Thank you, Bill.
There you go. Another area where I lived and worked, San Jose, California, has also a rose garden district, and that is just a really beautiful area.
Mm-hmm.
Want to talk about this op-ed about David Saphir is with us. David is writes about education for the TucsonWeekly.com under the column that they call or the category The Range. And this op-ed today was very interesting by a couple of people talking about education. And they apparently this was the topic at the Arizona Town Hall last November.
Yes, and it's important to know that these people who wrote this op-ed in the paper are not educators. And one of them represents the, help me, Southern Arizona.
Southern Arizona Leadership Council,
which is very moderate. Mm-hmm. You know, you would never call it liberal. And they wrote this piece that basically said education's really important. We need to emphasize it more. And basically also said, come on, everybody get together. Let's vote for pro-education people. And I didn't think much of it. I always read these things about education. But I said I thought I would go and look at their website to see if they said anything. And, Bill, I was blown away.
You were impressed.
More than impressed. I was amazed. They had this town hall was for 4 days, I think, up in the Hilton Phoenix in Mesa, Arizona. So mm-hmm. it's kind of, you know, a top drawer type thing. Mm-hmm. It costs a fair amount of money just to register. For 4 days, they talked about this. They put together a 17-page position paper, and they put together some astounding recommendations. Now, let me go back. Before the break, I said that the group that put together that ad was bragging that they spent $1.5 billion over 3 years for education extra, and that wasn't correct because a lot of it was inflation and more students, and that Ducey is bragging right now that he's spending $100 million more this year. So this group in their recommendations said that we should spend $2 billion more annually. And I want to say that again, $2 billion with a B dollars annually. In other words, 20 times what Ducey is bragging about annually. And they said, we've fallen so far behind that to start out, we have to add $1.3 billion the first year just for catch-up.
Wow. And by the way, this op-ed is from Ted Maxwell. Ted is the president of the Southern Arizona Leadership Council, and Suzanne McFarland. Suzanne is a professional certified coach, and both of them are board members of the Arizona Town Hall.
And I looked through, and on the executive council of the Arizona Town Hall is Leah Marquez Peterson. Did mm-hmm. I say that correct?
Leah Marquez Peterson.
She has been the head of the Arizona Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and right now is thrown in her hat, as a matter of fact, in the ring for McSally's seat.
Yes,
in CD2.
Republican CD2, really the only major candidate who has stepped forward on the Republican side so far.
So where else have we seen the Hispanic Business Council? They're one of the sponsors of this 30-second ad. Well, if she's part of this town hall, that means it's not some kind of a radical organization. But I have a funny feeling that if she saw these recommendations, she wouldn't like them very much.
So give us some more of the recommendations.
Okay, well, increase teachers' pay, $900 million annually. Mm. Almost nobody has said that much. Implementing full-day kindergarten. You know, we cut back from full-day kindergarten because we couldn't afford it, meaning we couldn't afford to educate our children to get them ready for school. Ridiculous. $240 million. They want to have a state-funded pre-K, pre-kindergarten, in other words, for 3- and 4-year-old program, $200 million annually. And you put that in together with other stuff that they have for building and for capital funding and all kinds of things like that. They're saying $2 billion, not as a one shot, but every year add $2 billion, which is, you know, we're talking money, $2,000 per student. This is a bold move. It won't bring us up to the top of spending in the country. Believe me, it'll bring us up maybe to 35th or 38th place out of 50. Well, right now we're down at 48 or 49. Maybe I'll have to do the math when I get home because I'm going to write about this. But it's a dramatic move in the fact that business people are willing to say something like this, and people sitting down and talking about this for 4 days. This for me is very encouraging, and more people have to know that Ducey's All's Well with the World is not agreed with, not only by some business people who want to do more, but these people who want to do a lot more.
Well, there's also a change in that they would like to see a change in the tax, how taxes would be imposed by the legislature, the majority that it would take.
Right. And there,
right now it takes 2/3.
Well, that's really interesting. This is something that very few people know about. And I was alerted to by a friend who writes on blog for mm-hmm. Arizona, where I used to write. Back in 1992, a long time ago, Arizona passed Proposition 108. Proposition 108 said that if the legislature ever wanted to raise taxes,
right,
They had to raise it by, had to get a two-thirds majority vote. They had to get 66%. You know, they had to get a huge number of people, which means that if you have a Republican-dominated legislature, you're never going to get new taxes. And we haven't, if I'm right, had the legislature voted in a single new tax since 1992.
I think you may be right.
The propositions, we voted in some as a one-cent sales tax here or something like that, but they haven't. The other thing that this group says is we've got to have a new proposition that overturns Prop 108, so all it takes is 50 plus 1% to pass a new tax in the legislature, because otherwise it'll never happen. And they say, we need new taxes. Obviously, you can't come up with $2 billion annually by reaching into the couch cushions. You need real money, and real money only comes from certain increases. And they talk about the increases. I don't know enough to analyze whether they're going in a good direction or not, but the fact that they're saying we've got to talk about this, that's what's important. And I'm very, very buoyed up by the fact, as much as I'm shot down by that ad, that's how much I'm buoyed up by reading this proposal.
Well, that's glad. I'm glad we kind of countered it, because you were pretty fired up there in that first segment, and this gives you some hope, right, for this?
It gives me something positive to write about. I love to have something positive to write about, Bill.
David Safir writes at The Range at TucsonWeekly.com, and David gets a lot of response, too, to his work, and some of it negative, but there's some people agree.
It goes both ways. There are people there. I love to have good arguments there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people just get nuts one way or another. But sometimes they have very good, purposeful arguments amongst intelligent people, and I think that's great no matter which side
they're
on.
There you go. All right, David, we'll look for your work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Coming up this afternoon, Mic Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. Tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson from 6 to 9, and then me, Bill Buckmaster. We're going to break down these proposals for, speaking of taxes, for improving our roads. Steve Christie, Pima County Supervisor, will join me at noon tomorrow. On behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster, also David Safir. Have a great afternoon and evening.